Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience what I call the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on our show, Chat with Natalie, we have some of the most intriguing individuals, healer speakers, authors, and just plain good people and friends, all here to help you reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And before we get to the topic of today and a guest to be named in just a few minutes, so hold your breath, I would like to ask you for a quick favor. And this is a favor that I ask at the beginning of every show, because in order for all of our senses to be truly open to the information that will be shared today, to the spiritual, vibrational explorations that we will engage in, we definitely want to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative. And that negative stuff can attach itself to us at any point in time, consciously or subconsciously. And this is a very simple practice. You can actually do it by yourself whenever you feel negativity clinging onto you. So, here we go. You ready? Take a deep breath in with me all the way from the stomach area. Pull it all the way up towards the chest and the throat. And there you hold it. You may want to count to three. And then you release it out as hard as you can. Number two, we always do this three times. So take that breath up, hold it, and release. Very good. And a final time, take the breath in, hold it, and release. Good. Very nice. How are you feeling? All right. I always say this, but you may have heard some noise in the background, and that is me shaking my hands as well when I breathe out the air as hard as I can, because that helps me really feel the negativity, if there is any, loosen up and leaving all of my bodies. All right. I hope you're ready for a special treat today, because I have someone with me who is extremely hard to categorize, and that's what I love about it. So I won't even ask you if you've heard of anything like this. I'm just going to introduce my friend Lily Diane to you. Lily, are you there?
I am here.
All right.
Hi, Natalie.
How are you today?
Oh, I am just fabulous today. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day, and thank you for the little breath work at the beginning of this. What happened the last time we did a show together, I kind of get lost in that moment, but I'm back.
Okay, there you are. That's why I ask, are you here?
I'm here.
Now, Lily, before we get into everything that you and I want to talk about, and we probably are only able to cover maybe half of it if we're lucky, I do want to ask you a question, and you may have heard me ask this question before, but it ties into the show and it ties into what I want to know from everybody. So, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's a simple one. How well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
Oh, I love that question. I know myself very well, and it is an ongoing process to dig deeper. And I think currently, in this time and place called now, I am doing much better at knowing who I am. I've always been a seeker. I have always sought to know who I am, what my purpose is, why am I here, what am I supposed to do, how can I help? And each time I ask those questions, the universe just opens up doors and brings me all kinds of opportunities and circumstances to fully know who I am.
Mm. Now, interesting aspects that you brought up, and of course, the one that I want to stress to everybody is that you said it's an ongoing journey. And it's just something I always stress because I never want people who are listening to think that some of us on the show, we just, you know, woke up one morning and went, woohoo, I got it.
Now, that's a sure setup to tumble off your soapbox.
Yeah, and the universe has ways to make sure that you understand it's a journey, right?
It's a journey, and we're all in various stages of this journey. And that's what's exciting about it, is that we are helping others, and others are helping us, and that's how we learn, is by listening, by being open, by and listening is a very key thing, instead of talking all the time, just to listen and gather wisdom.
I like that. Yeah, I actually often differentiate between listening and hearing. So that's interesting. I always I tell my daughter always, you know, do you hear that? It's like, you know,
yes.
Hearing like with all of your senses, with all of your bodies, and of course in the work that you do, I think that is also crucial. Another quick question, because you did mention, you know, asking questions to the universe, such as, you know, how can I help? How can I be of service? Why are those aspects important to you? Why do you want to help? Why do you want to be of service?
I truly believe that we all have a purpose. Personally, I believe that it's preset before we take on a earthly body. I've always loved the expression, I am not a human having a spiritual experience. I am a spiritual being having a human experience.
Absolutely.
And so I believe that we have so many opportunities to help, and by asking the questions, and sometimes they come in the most unusual ways, how to help others. And sometimes it is through our traumas or, you know, illnesses or things that have happened to us that give us a clearer insight to see what others are going through in order to help them. Because we can't really help anyone if we haven't experienced some of those things. So I think we kind of load up our script. You know, I liken it to playing a video game or being in a movie. We load it up with diverse characters and situations to help our personal growth, but
right.
also to connect with others. So I don't the movie full of, you know, the cast full of villains, or the bad guys, although they may appear that way, they are there to help us grow and expand and really remember who we are and what we're capable of, and it is to love. Love one another, especially ourselves.
Yeah, I love that you're saying that, because, you know, I believe in something very similar, and I call it soul contracts, you know, all the contracts that we made before we came down here in ways that we may not have planned it, but it's all about learning, it's all about loving, it's all about, you know, unifying us back into what we all are together, the oneness of the love, really. So I love that you just said that, and we didn't even plan on that. Now, one of the amazing things that I've seen that happens when we do ask, you know, the universe, spirit, or whoever we want to personify or talk to, when we ask the questions about how can we help or how can we be of service, very often we're actually being allowed to, or actually being asked to help others with what our passion is, which is just fantastic that they too just collide, you know. And one of your passions, of course, is one of your many passions. So I have to explore that a little later more. But one of your passions, of course, is music, songwriting, and singing. Is that phrased correctly?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
It is a passion I've had. I was born with it. My father was played with Johnny Horton, Hank Williams, and Hank Snow, some of these icon musicians. And I just was born with that desire. I have had that in my genes. As a child, I would dream in full musicals. Of course,
wow.
I was the star. And, you know, the songs in my dreams would be, perfect songs. Of course, I couldn't grab them when I woke up. But later in my life, this process of writing and taking time to stop and write that idea down as it comes is how a song evolves. And as all music, it is a story of life. Whether it's
Let me interrupt you here just for a second, because
yes.
I want to hear much more about, you know, how you sit down, make the time to write. But I also know that right now we are going to go for a break. When we do come back, though, we are going to have a surprise for all of our listeners, because we are going to listen to one of your latest songs. So everybody, we will be right back. Please stay tuned.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today, as you have noticed, my guest is Lily Diane, and I promised everybody who was with us before the break a little surprise. So please hold on to your seats as you will now get a taste of Lily's beautiful new song, Remember to Remember.
Our dreams united will help us all grow strong.
How did that sound to you, Lily?
Oh, gosh. This is my cat even jumped up in my lap and started meowing. Enjoying it, too. And just such a wonderful feeling to know that so many people were able to just hear that song of love and unity via your beautiful radio show, Natalie.
Well, Lily, I think it's amazing. It's something that we don't often see, that you made this available to everybody for free anyhow. You know, it's not like I'm breaking any copyright laws by playing it, but you actually have it on that website. I believe it's called Reverb Nation, and you have it there for free download for anybody anyhow, which is an amazing gift, I think.
Well, I have been so abundantly blessed, and I just want to give back, you know, to the universe, to God, to Spirit, Creator, for everything that I have just been, like I said, just filled up and overflowing with, so that others could be gifted and uplifted and share this song freely with whomever they would like to, and download it, because it is a song of unity, and people do need to sing along and hear it, and, you know, feel that, the energy that comes from the song, and at whatever stage a person is at remembering to remember who they really are within, I think this is just going to help them remember better. they are just such a wonderful, love-filled being, capable of doing so many things. And, you know, the whole concept of, you know, of loving you, loving me is where it begins and ends over and over again. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continual thing. And that's the beauty of creation. And that's why we were created. And that's why we are creators, it is to spread a message of love and gratitude and thankfulness. And
that's a whole lot to share right there.
Yes, and it's just my, just like I said, my heartfelt gift to all who would like to have this song for their personal library or to share with someone they think might need to hear it. Any social media. Fight that you're on, just please download it, share it with others.
Now, I have to ask, of course, other than the idea of, you know, love and uniting and remembering, we talked briefly, or you mentioned that there's now a process to how you write. So what were the main, sparks for this song? What happened for you to want to remember to remember?
Ah, good. Oh, I love your questions, Natalie. it was part of the unfolding and the unwrapping of the gifts within trauma. For those of the listeners who don't know, I was in quite a bad auto accident in May 2008 that caused me to develop post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as then later being diagnosed with fibromyalgia. In almost 4-year period of time, there have been so many setbacks and delays with other surgeries and illnesses that just kept stopping me. And I can now, of course, see that I am one of those characters, like in the movie Avatar, Jake Sully, who was in a crippled position. He was on a mission, you know, to join what he thought was the good fight, and, you know, was granted that opportunity to jump into an avatar and go to Pandora. Boy, he just did. He jumped in, and he just ran amok at first with that body, just going, oh, I'm going to want to do everything. And I am one of those kinds of people. I have such a creative brain that's always just thinking of the next scathingly brilliant idea that I rarely settle in to remember who I really am within. So this whole journey I've been on in this last almost 4 years totally stopped me in my tracks, not once, but I can't even count the times, to bring me to this place of quiet, of being instead of doing. Because I missed the lesson within the so-called accident of coming back to this spiritual place that I have been on in many different times in my life, but the busyness of life just takes me helter-skelter. So I now see that what a gift of being stopped in my tracks, that I could do nothing but remember and begin to seek inside who I am and open my eyes to where I am spiritually and how I am connected, how we're all connected. And it was just an amazing gift to find within what seemed like all hell breaking
Well, let's not talk about hell. We are on the spiritually positive journey here, okay?
We could coin another name for that, but my brain's not working that way yet. But I think you understand the drift.
Absolutely.
Feeling like that, of it just being like, why me? But I see that I needed to really remember who I'm connected to, just like Jake Sully was connected to the home base, and they kept kind of sending him help and messages and how to do it.
I like those metaphors that you bring up. I want to talk a little bit more about all of the ideas that you just brought up, because there's a whole bunch of them. But as you can imagine, we are now going to take another little break. So everybody, stay with us. And Lily Diane and I will be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
We are back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today, I have Lily Diane with me, and I hope you didn't miss the song we played at the beginning of the last segment, because I feel sorry if you did. However, before we talk about some of the very interesting things that Lily has brought up, I want to ask you, Lily, how people can get in touch with you, not just for the Remember to Remember, but because there's a wealth of other things that you do and share. The Reverb Nation website, of course, is the one where everybody can download your song and listen to your other music. But what other pages would you like to let people know about?
Oh, thank you, Natalie. I have a blog that's called Woodstock Lily, and it was originally named This Time Tomorrow. It was a blog started to help me heal from the PTSD and my journey of healing, and that's www.woodstocklily.com. And then I'm also on Facebook under Lily, L-I-L-L-E, Diane, singer, songwriter, and I would love to have people connect with me there, as well as another page I have called Hope Rocks, and that's just a little page where we just simply write with a Sharpie or other markers or pens on rocks. We write the word hope and leave them for other people to find, some who need a little surprise package of hope in their lives. So,
which is a wonderful idea, really.
Oh, thank you. It's gone international, and it's quite exciting to see people making hope rocks all over the world and leaving them for people to find that little rock with hope written on it. And there's a story on there of how I started it, which would be a good read and encouragement for others as well, or especially for those people that are struggling with fear or hopelessness or, you know, other things in their lives. Sometimes we heal by giving back before we've been completely healed.
It's, absolutely.
It opens up the channels for us to heal more when we give.
And you talked before, you shared briefly with us in the previous segment right after the song that, number one, you believe in a sense in learning lessons. And then you also mentioned that you had a very bad accident and you suffer. And I think you actually used the past tense. I think you said, I suffered, past tense, from PTSD, which your blog is really focused on. And I think your blog also won a number of awards. So can you tell us a little bit more about, not necessarily the accident, because there are things that we don't need to remember in detail, but how you dealt with the aftermath of that and knowing or feeling the PTSD and I guess, in a sense, being blocked a little from your creativity because of that.
Correct. Yes. I had never experienced PTSD before in my life. I'd always been one of those, again, Jake Sully characters that jump up and bounce right back. And nothing stopped me. And so it really took me by surprise that fear would grip me and paralyze me literally to becoming practically a recluse. I lost my job because of it. I couldn't work. I couldn't function. And that was a shock for my usual unthinkable Molly Brown spirit. And that's me right there talking about that movie. But that's the way I'd always bounce back, bounce back. And this one, I did not bounce back right away. But it was in the beginning to heal myself that I reached out through my blog. I didn't even think anybody would even read my blog.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprised to just be writing, and because I've always used writing as a type of a healing process, as mm-hmm. well as drawing and other things, you know, to help me get it out of my head and search this, and found myself inadvertently helping other people.
Right.
And that is something that has been an ongoing theme in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And of all of a sudden, those trials, traumas, sicknesses, illnesses, abusive situations, or other things that happened to me, I have been able, you know, to redirect that energy out to others and see how they are hurting,
mm-hmm.
and recognize it and help. And it's just a cool thing. And the more that I've helped others, I, in turn, again, it helps me. Because, of course,
right.
we always see somebody who's had some experience, you know, way worse
right.
than anything you've gone through personally. But to see that you've opened a door, even a slight door, a window of light to come mm-hmm. in and shine in on that pain in someone's life, that they can start to continue to, you know, be able to see with fresh eyes.
Right.
Or being healed is a powerful thing. And I just am really grateful that I have been able to yank this around when fear comes.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like I said, it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
It's been a process. But to simply observe the fear. And
mm-hmm.
my fears were so great that I would see cars. I would, my imagination became so, I mean, overkill, I would start to see even a car coming in oncoming traffic. And in my mind, I'd see it coming right into our lane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it wasn't real at all. So I've just learned to start observing the fear. Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
What triggered that? Why am I feeling this way? Why, you know, if my body responds with, you know, digestive problems or headaches
yeah.
or, you know, just other things, to start looking at, okay, what triggered that?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, caused that? And, of course, you know, tuning in with other people that have, you know, helped me through the PTSD. Michelle Rosenthal has a Heal My PTSD blog for anybody that's mm-hmm. interested in having good tips. She's a great
right.
one to go to. But just like, and also taking that time to just settle in and mm-hmm. relax and not force myself past things that were too uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
It is a process of learning, and I have just recently, I mean, I am starting to drive more. I'm starting
mm-hmm.
to feel more comfortable. I laugh now when a car that's, you know, 2 miles down the road suddenly turns in front of us.
Oh, well, that's a huge step forward, though.
Yeah, but that's how dramatic it was. That car could
right.
be, like, far down the road, and it looked like it was going to make a turn or something, or pull out into the road, and I'd be, but
right.
now I can laugh at myself when that happens, and laughter
yeah.
is such a funny,
it's
funny
a healer, yeah.
tool to heal yourself, is to
mm-hmm.
be able to laugh at yourself and to put it back in perspective of like, oh, I have such an imagination, and so it is so much better. Doesn't mean I don't get triggered, but I can recognize the triggers now instead of allowing them to eat me alive and press my feet all the way through the floorboard of the car to hit the brakes, you know, and I'm not even driving. So,
you know, it almost sounds like, I mean, one thing that I think is already pretty commonly known, but still important to repeat, and you just said it, is that laughter is really an amazing healing force. You know, once we begin to be able to laugh about things and not take them that seriously, even if they may be. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, cancer patients so forth, where we have seen sufficient evidence that if they are able to still look at it with a humorous eye, and if they can still enjoy life, they have more of a tendency to heal. The other aspect that you mentioned that I always find very intriguing and really important is the idea of observing. You know, it reminds me of the idea of the neutral witness, as Leslie Temple Thurston calls it, and I know others as well. So the idea of just taking a step back and observing, I think, is also very crucial, and it is a way of reflecting and possibly leading to remembering, isn't it?
It is. It's stepping outside of your movie for as long as it takes to look around and view what the other cast members and the set designs and the other things, the drama or whatever is going on. It gives you a time to step back with clear eyes to just become sort of the audience looking at what's going on, rather than being caught up and swept up into it and, making the script change not to your benefit by reacting to it, but take that moment to rewrite the script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change a little bit of this here or there so that it can have the positive outcome that you would like it to have.
Absolutely. Now, there's one other thing that I want to talk about, and that can also be seen on your blog, and that I think possibly also helped you a little bit with the PTSD and other things. But guess what? It's time for another little break. So we are going to go on the break, and when we come back, I will ask that question that is on my mind about the one other thing that I know Lily does and that many of you may have seen before. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
And we are back for the final segment of Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, with my special guest who helps us to remember and work through a lot of things, Lily Diane. Lily, before the last break, I mentioned that there's one other thing that I know you do and that I think may have also been helpful to you, and that is your art. I mean, yes. Singing, songwriting is already very creative, but you also create a lot of art. And I know that on your blog, Woodstock Lily, I have seen some of your beautiful art pieces as well. So how does art help you in all of this?
Oh, art is, again, it's a universal tool that, you know, we naturally begin teaching our children how to calm down and settle in by giving them crayons and paper and coloring books. Or when they start in grade school, you know, there's lots of crafts and art going on. And you just see the calm settling in. Nobody has any fears of doing art, you know. And then somewhere along the line, that gets removed as not being important in life. But is very important, and it's a way of expressing yourself, you know, through pens or sketching or drawing, and just being able to, you know, even take things out of your head. That's why they do a lot of art therapy, because it helps people, you know, get trauma or situations they can't verbalize out onto paper. But in the process of just sitting down, it's a form of meditation. Whether or not you think you are an artist or can draw.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, because I have to, you know, ask you about that. my students laugh when I draw, and I fully understand why. Because I have to explain what I'm drawing, even if it's a house. But I do love to draw every now and then. And, you know, I've drawn my spiritual pictures based on, you know, guidance and so forth. Of course, I'm not sharing them with anybody because they will laugh. But for people who think, like you just said, that they cannot draw and that they're afraid that somebody's going to see it and laugh at it, what do you tell them?
I tell them that that's a personal thing. Get a little journal book or a little tiny sketchbook and just use it as your own form of diary. You can write in it along with doodling, because it really takes it allows you to center and focus just to sketch. There's no judgment in that, especially if you keep it private. It is just a wonderful way to release and just stop all the noise in your head, those conversations, those other stresses that come in. I suggest to people to carry a little tiny sketchbook and a little, you know, pen or pencil with them, you know, to take with them if they need to, you know, instead of spending all your time and I need to practice myself, but, you know, like glued to a computer or to your phone.
Right.
You know, just to take that time to journal by writing and by sketching. Look at nature, draw something. It has such healing properties in it. And it is, if you think about it, even, you know, from history, you know, all the ancients of people of our planet all drew. We still find their drawings everywhere. Right. It's a form of communication, and it's one that comes from the soul. So we technically are all artists of one degree or another, and by just exercising it and letting go, it gets easier and you naturally progress and get better.
Well, some of us do. Others still can't draw a cat, but
but I bet Felicity would recognize a cat that you
do. Yeah, probably. If I explained it really well. Now, I would say that that is a really important practical tip, though. Number one, well, actually, you mentioned two of those. Number one, the practical tip that you just mentioned was the drawing. You know, even if we think we don't draw well, you know, just draw it down when it comes to you, whether it's in meditation or, you know, driving around. Of course, if you drive around, you want to stop the vehicle and then draw. But the other thing that you mentioned before and indirectly repeated right now is just journaling, so writing it all down. And those two things, they have helped you, of course, enormously in your journey, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And writing is a powerful thing because, if you're journaling, that is a private journal. Mm-hmm. And I find that in, you know, voicing on paper words of what is troubling me, what I'm upset about, what I'm scared of, or what I'm, you know, whatever, that within that writing also comes the answer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I have learned to switch off the getting it out of my system. Mm-hmm. Or just like write an angry letter to somebody that you never send. You're getting it out of yourself.
Right.
And it's just a good process of getting the junk out of the trunk, which gives more room for love and healing to, you know, take up that space where all that negative crud, you know, had been just swimming up there. So, yes, it is quite an amazing tool.
Now, we're almost out of time, as always, when we're having fun. I want to reemphasize that the song that we played at the beginning of the second segment, Remember to Remember, is free for download for everybody anywhere in the world in any kind of shape, format, spreading it, sharing it, et cetera, et cetera. And it is on the webpage Reverb Nation. And I think it's the number sign or the hashtag and then Lily Diane, right?
Just if they go to the Reverb Nation, they can type in the search box Lily Diane. It will pull me right up.
Good. And there's also other songs from you on there, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Just please listen to all of them. And there are various collections of songs I've written through my 25-year-plus career in music, as well as various bands I've performed in. And I do want to give a special kudos to my son.
Absolutely.
He is the one who took my original music, and he's a fabulous musician. I can't even tell you how many instruments he plays. He's one of those who can just do it.
Oh, Lord.
So he took my music, and he's the one who added all the music that you hear. He was also my recording engineer. And aside from him being my son, it was the most positive, amazing recording experience I've ever had, and I have worked with tons of people through my career. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most awesome experience to be standing side by side with my son and working on this song. In fact, he is also on Reverb Nation, and his page is 10 Seconds of Freedom. And his new song, Weight of the World,
is a wonderful song.
Oh, isn't it, Natalie? He wrote that during the middle of this process of recording this song. And he called me one day and said, Mom, I can't work on your song today because I just got this song. And I'd always taught him, stop whatever you're doing. If you get that lyric or idea and write it down, go for it. And this was one of those opportunities. And he wrote this song within 7 hours of getting the concept, the idea, wrote the music, and recorded it. And it's a beautiful song, very similar.
So I guess I'll have to have him on the show, too, sometime soon.
Yes.
That's a thought. Now, Lily, we're out of time. I want to thank you because it's always an honor and a pleasure, and I love the honesty and the authenticity that you bring to every time that we meet. So thank you for the time. And everybody else, Yes, we are out of time for today, but we will be back on Friday with another segment of Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And next week, we will talk about Mercury retrograde, which is starting on the 12th of March. So I hope you're ready for it. Tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. And until then, I hope everybody's going to have a marvelous week. Thank you so much and have a great week.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. CitySolveUrbanRace.com.